Madeline did not look up, and if Reynard was aware of it, he betrayed no reaction. Their informant had said a familiar of the sorcerer who protected the house would guard the door, an old and powerful familiar to spy out any magical devices brought in by the guests. Madeline clutched her reticule more tightly. Though none of the objects in it were magical, if it were searched, there was no way a sorcerer of any competence whatsoever could fail to recognize what they were for.
"Captain Moraine and Madame Denari," the man said. "Welcome."
He handed the invitation off to one of the footmen and bowed them in. They were ushered into the vestibule, where servants appeared to collect Madeline's fur-trimmed palto and muff and Reynard's greatcoat, cane and top hat. A demure maid suddenly knelt at Madeline's feet, brushing away a few traces of gravel that had adhered to the hem of her satin skirts, using a little silver brush and pan specially designed for the purpose. Madeline took Reynard's arm again, and they passed through the entryway into the noisy crush of the main reception area.